All right, let me start. So we are talking about, of course, Tfilat Ne'ila. Your husband was some chazan, some singer, never to be forgotten.
Thank you.
You know, Ne'ila itself encompasses almost most of the nuschaot. I'm talking about musically speaking, most of the nuschaot of the Yamim Noraim, of the High Holidays. It is some kind of a symphony that comes to a conclusion, the last movement of a symphony. But somebody said that it's symphony. I think the person who called it did not know the difference between symphony and oratorio. Oratorio is on a religious text, and symphonies could be anything. But anyway, it is the conclusion of this religious symphony. All the way from the beginning, Kol Nidre, in Musaf especially, the Avodah, and the other Filot, and then, of course, Ne'ila, that has so many Nuschaot, and I'll try to come. I want to make a couple of more comments before I go really into Tachlis. It says that we say Tfilat Ne'ila, Ne'ilat Sha'ar, the closure, so to speak, of the day of the gates. So we have here. So it's mentioned in the davening in Ne'ila. The question was always, when exactly is Ne'ila? So there is a machloket between three sources. One of them said, Rav said, that Beni'ilat Sha'ar Hashamayim, when the gates of heaven are closing, Im Chashecha, when it becomes dark already. Rabbi Yochanan says, Beni'ilat Sha'arei Heichal, that when the gates of the Beit HaMikdash up and the prayers up there is Ne'ila, Be'od Hayom Gadol, when the day is still long, it's still there. And according to the Gemara, the Tfilah of Ne'ila, it is close to the sunset, and that's very important. Okay, we have usually the time, as long as we finish on time, and that's extremely important. To prolong the davening of Ne'ila and then Ma'ariv by 2 minutes is really wrong. Therefore, we start Ne'ila a little earlier. Usually, according to Halakha, it says that the community has to choose an old and Talmid Chacham who should be the Shliach Tzibur. And if there are some important people, they can put two of them next to it, across, one to the right and one to the left of the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, the Bal Tfilah. Then the right away, we have the Chatzi Kaddish with the special melodies, and I'm going to talk a little bit more. And then we become very serious, like Kol Nidre. During the day, it's a little easier. But Kol Nidre, in terms of atmosphere, is Kol Nidre and Ne'ila are similar, and the Nigunim are what we call Mishinai, and I will touch on a lot of them. The congregation is very sensitive, and the Chazan is sensitive with all the Nuschaot, because he's really the Sanegor Shel Israel. He is the defending counsel of the Jewish people. There is a connection between the Chatzi Kaddish for Ne'ila, the Avodah of a Kohen HaGadol B'Yom HaKippurim, Meforash Yotze Mipi Kohen Gadol, Tadadaedam, Tadadaedam. Lak is gadal veit kadash shemer rabah. Here is a It's all connected, and this is Nusach Mi-Sinai. It we regard it as if it came from Sinai. And what does the congregation do? They only sing ay 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 ay, no words, because they have to hear the Shliach Tzibur saying the words. The singing belongs to the Shliach Tzibur, and when there is no words, they can sing ay 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 ay. Okay. The Maharil, as I mentioned before, Rabbi Yaakov ben Moshe Halevi, in the Middle Ages, codified everything, and it's very important because he really saved the Nuschaot that used to be mixed all over, and he codified it, he straightened it up, and that's how it became mamash straightforward. It became part of the davening, and we cannot change it. Of course, he was a Shliach Tzibur. A very important thing for a Shliach Tzibur is that he has to say every word very clear. The pronunciation, the diction is extremely important. The punctuation is important. And the Chazan, of course, we all know, myself, and Ruchama, your husband, was one of my heroes. And we have to do it, the Palel Bekoved Rosh, to be only with a prayer, not to think of anything else, and fearing God. Okay. Kaddish Neila, there is an opinion that it came a little later, and I'm going to start now with the Nuschaot and compare them, if possible, to other Nuschaot, and to try to fix it in such a way that the Shliach Tzibur will not get confused. So we start the Ne'ilah with Ashrei. And the Ashrei starts the following. Ashrei Yoshev Ve'Yisrecha Od Yehalelucha Selah. That belongs only to Ne'ila. But there is a touch of Slichot, because the Ne'ilah has a quite large part, which is Slichot. Ashrei Yoshev Ve'Yisrecha Od Yehalelucha Selah. Now we can conclude just the end. I tell you in a minute what I do in order to make it more relevant. To remain in the Nusach that we started the Ashrei. V'anachnu nevarech ka me'ata ve'yad olam Alleluka. Similar, the same as the Ashrei. However, I want to use some of the Nuschaot that we said. Now, this is quite similar to Shabbat afternoon. Not 100%, but very similar to Shabbat afternoon, Mincha, when Ashrei Yoshev Ve'Yisrecha Od Yehalelucha Selah Te'ilas Ad Hashem Yidaber Pi. Very similar. So, but what I do is, if I have time for Ne'ilah, sometimes we have to rush Chazonim because everything got a little schlepped.
Ve'atana yisein elahem esoch elahem.
Beito. Zeut Musaf of in Musaf. Poseach. And here we have Esiadecha. Umasbia lechol chayratzon. I borrow it from Musaf. Shachris a little bit. Both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but much stronger in Yom Kippur. And I do it. And so here we are. It's similar to Shabbos. Nevertheless, it is a Sliches. Now I want to go in to Chatzi Kaddish. And the Chatzi Kaddish before Shmone Esrei is sung only once a year, and that is for Ne'ilah. And how do we sing it? Is Gadal Ve'is Kadash Shemei Rabo. Then the congregation can sing with the chazan. Ay, 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 Be'alema Diverach Yerusei Ve'yamelich Malchusei. This is, please remember, this is also only in Ne'ilah. But let me continue. Bechayechon, uveyomechon, uvechayedechol beis Yisrael. Repeating. Ay, 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 ay. Da, 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 da. Veimru This is Yamim Noraim, motive of Yamim Noraim. We hear it throughout Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but the beginning and the middle. But we have to be very careful because there is a bit of similarity, and I'm talking to my colleagues, Chazanim, Balei Tfila, because they can say, for example, Is Gadal Is Kadash Shemei Rabo. And some people, that belongs to Shalosh Regalim, before Geshem, before we pray for the rain, and before we pray for Tal, for dew. So we have to be very careful and not to put in the Shalosh Regalim into that. And there is a joke about it. I don't want to go into the joke now. I want to be serious because Ne'ilah is too serious for me. But my students at Yeshiva University in Europe, I stress, be careful, work on it. Listen to my recording. I don't know, it's a Baltfila who knows really well how to daven. Not to mix the Chatzi Kaddish. The Chatzi Kaddish.
Cousin, do you mind if I ask, what's the difference? In other words, why? I understand they're different, and that's our minhag, but what's the difference of the music? Like, who cares? Why does this music go for Ne'ilah and that for Tal? Like,
for the Ne'ilah, it is. That is also like the Avodah in Musaf. Da 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 da. And then before, are you korim umshtachavim modim venoflim al pnehem? So there is a similarity here with Musaf. Musaf or Yom Kippur? We are in Yom Kippur, we are not in Shalosh Regalim. Thank you for asking. Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you so much. Now, and And then we have, let me just take the Machzor Misot Chachamim. Okay. Misot. We continue Ne'ila melody. Misot Chachamim. Onevonim. Ay, 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 ay. Umilemed das mevinim eftechafi bisfila uvesachanunim. Let me just change my Olechanen Penei Melech Malchei HaMelachim V'Adonai Adonim. Let's da-da-da, amen. That appears many times. But da-da-da-da, and then da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That belongs to Ne'ila. And when we'll come to a couple of piyutim, I will show you where, how I switch from one to the other, but all Yom Noroim, but a touch of specially Ne'ila. We'll come to it soon. Now, we have the piyut after Misot Chachamim. Then there is a piyut Av Yedarcha Minoar, Av Yedarcha Minoar, which means God knows you, Avraham, Avinu, from when you were a child. And there is an opinion that when Avraham Avinu was the age of 3, he already recognized that there is a Borei Olam, that there is a creator of the world. And that's very, very important. So, and then where the Chazan say, Gash lechalosha kenar velochevar degalav lavo bezeashar. It moves, the scales move here. Then we have immediately a munim in my Machzor Rabba that I'm holding in my hand. It says that a Chazan only starts from Avur Kifanayom because this this alludes to the end of the day. So, but emunim gashu lenatzech hayom. Netzach kol hayom avur kifanayom goneinu v'tzedek yoshev kechom hayom. This motif da-da-da-da-da-da-da appears in Shalosh Regalim. It does appear in Shalosh Regalim, but we are only touching upon it. Well, in Shalosh Regalim, you know, Hoshana Rabbah is a sort of Yom Kippur. Where I remember my late mother always spoke about it's Yom Kippur. I don't want you to fast on Hoshana Rabbah, but be the Yira should be very strong. My mother was, oh, my father too, but my mother, anyway. And then, what is lenatzechecha hayom? Lenatzechecha hayom really means it is a melody for the conductor of the choir and the orchestra in Beit HaMikdash. We all know that there was a choir, the Levim, there was an orchestra. We know all the instruments. One day we'll talk about the the how the orchestra worked and right. And so it's important. Then we go on. If you have the Machzor in front of you, Kashimcha banu yarev yeshecha lanu tekarev. And so da 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 da. Near, it's very similar to Shalosh Regalim, but not quite. Shalosh Regalim is da da. And Meila. Da 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 da. And Chagim. Da 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 da. It's half a note, musically speaking, and we got to be very careful. So we have Kashimcha, Zak vechinen vesicha logara kusan beracha ba'asher zara, and then Kashimcha, yeah, ta da 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 da. I will come in a minute to another piyut. The Umi Yamod, and I'll show you that it's the same musical scale. And people, some people, I don't know what they do, whatever, but and it is what it is now. Kahashimcha banu yarev veyeshacha lanu sekarev. Now we go to the Neila. Geula seinu lanu sekarev achayenu letal kesach lifno sarev. So we have again the motive of Shalosh Regalim. Okay. I want to mention something. Yeah, we have a the piyut right after that, after Mechayim Teva Zoracha, Keshar Manora, people do it like da da ta Mekom Manora Les Chas 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 Vayira. But after that comes Yimloch, and the Yimloch has to be in a major, in a very majestic way of singing Yimloch. They say. In a major. But very often we used to sing, I remember when I was Chazan in Johannesburg and in London, and I brought it in here in New York at my synagogue, Fifth Avenue, in a major. There is an opinion of the Baalei Nusach that before what I just mentioned, Keshar Tam Mekom Manora, should be sung already in major as an introduction to Yimloch. Because Yimloch Hashem Leolam is extremely important, because we crown God all the time forever as the King of the universe. So it, I will give it to you now. I'll give it to you now in a melody. So first Keshar will be a Nusach, but Yimloch has a wonderful, yeah, maybe the melody, Rabbi Jay, your wife will remember still as a child in Johannesburg.
I'll have to ask her.
Because her father, yeah. Anyway. Keshar tamam makom emanu ra leyes ke Chas Vayirah. So this is Nusach. That's how we have to go. And then comes the melody. Yimeloch ad Hashem le'olam Elokeich Tzion Ledor v'ador Alleluia Yata Kadosh Yoshev Teilos Israel Kehelena. You would hear, if you would hear my shul, the whole shul, after so many years that I've been the chazan there, they sing it in full voice, and they feel so good. There are a lot of people who stand during the Ilah, not everybody, whatever. Anyway, that's this part, the Keshar, again, it's an introduction to Yimloch, which has to be done, as we call it in music. It's got to be a major scale, because major scale is the majestic scale in Jewish music and in classical music. Because the melody itself sounds like an oratorio from Handel, maybe, which it's not. It's not. All right. Now, Shmana Selachna. That I want you to think, here is already Bakasha. And that has to, although it says Avur Kifana Yom Shmana, but imagine a Hasidic Rebbe with a hand up. I know the Vizhnitz Rebbe used to paint the words like this all the time. And I could figure out what he had in mind when I was a kid. And anyway, we can sing it like this. Listen to that. Shema Selachna Yom Avor Kifana Yom Uneyalecha Noera Vava Ve'ayom Ka with a krecht, with crying, because here we ask Ribono Shalom, the day is coming to an end. Please forgive us. Or don't forget, listen as we cry to you all the time. All right. Now, I want to touch, excuse me, very briefly on the three uvchens. Very briefly, uvchen ten pachdecha, uvchen ten kavod, and uvchen tzadikim yiru v'ismachu. Most balei tfila are beginning the same. Uvchen ten pachdecha, Hashem Elokeinu al kol maasecha, v'maascha. Al kol ma shebarata. Okay. And when it comes to v'chein ten kavod, the same. Uv'chein ten kavod adoshem le'amecha. And if they rush, people don't know where they are. Because uv'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu. It's not so. The beginning of each uv'chein has another motif. Short motive, and then we go into the Nusach. That, if somebody falls asleep, and it's throughout the davening on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we have all these uvechein. So, uvechein ten pach decha, we ask God, make sure that we should fear you, or we should revere you. Translate pach decha, not fear, but revere. Okay. Over here, over in the part of the Shemelokeinu, al kol masecha ve'yemasa al kol mashebarasa ve'yirau ha'kol ha'masim yishachavu lefanecha kol ha'beruhim ve'yasur olam ha'gudach ha'dasos retzonecha ve'levav shalem kemo שידעת את השם לפה אלוקינו, שהסולטן לבניך, עוז בידיך, וגבורה במין לך, ושמך נוירה על כל מה שברס. And then let the congregation sing, I, I, da, 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 or... The theme here is different. We ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to give his people a kavod, honor, tehillah, tikva, hope. And so we go to the major that is connected with that minor that I just did. Tein kavod adoshem le'anecho, teila lireyecha, v'sikva tova ledoreshecha, ufishon pe lam yachalim elach, simcha le'yarzecha. So here we go into the major, because it's kavod. It's honor, it's tehillah, it's tikva. It all this greatness of the Jewish people reminding God who we are trying to be towards him. Okay. Then the third one of Chen Tzadikim, I go to a major and in a little bit of not a Hasidic nigam, but a Hasidic motif, which is close to Kabbalah, which is close to Kabbalah. Uvechein tzadikim iru veyismachu visharim yalozu ayvachasidim derina yagilu ואלעסתיק פוצפיה בכל הרישה כולה כאשן תכלה כי סביר ממשל זדון מן הארץ. So please remember if there are בעלי תפילה among you gentlemen and so it's very important to remember that Uvchen ten pachdecha, Uvchen ten kavod, Uvchen tzadikim, the beginning, each one is different, but then we go to the same nusach. All right, the same, the rest is Rosh Hashanah, Kedusha, now we have Pesach Lanu Shal. Pesach lanu shal beyes ne'ilas shal tifana yoh. Pesach lanu shal. So I'm not stating effect, but I beg God, so it's in the minor. Hayo wo 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 ifne Hashemesh yavoy ve ifne nava wo 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 ya sheyareh. Slicha. Very similar to Slichot. So, because in Slichot we have these themes, not Hashem Yesh Yavo, but Psach Lanu Shar. Now we have the third one, Ana Kelna. That is, listen how we do it. Ana Kelna. Sana Selach Na Mechalena Chamolena Rachemena Kaperna Kevosh Chet ve'avod. This motif that we finish belongs to Slichot and to Neila. We don't have it in other places. Okay, so we have again the Slichot and Neila, because it is Neila that we want. Now comes something very important, and I would like you to kindly listen to it very carefully. Umi, there is the piyut, Umi yamod chet im tishmor. That belongs only here, only Neila. Umi yamod chet im tishmor, umi yakom din im tigmor, aselicha imecha salachti lemor, arachamim gam lecha midascha lichmor. I always say the whole thing in parts because this nusa ta da 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 dam da 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 dam da da, that belongs only here. We don't hear it through anywhere in the davening of Yamim Noraim. So we have to lay huge emphasis. Da 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 di dam da di da 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 dam ba bam. Da 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 dam di da dam. Da da dam da 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 da. Today they started saying the whole piyut, then comes dichduch daloseinu. They say the whole thing together, the congregation. All right, that's okay. So only until Azia Luve Yerau Beruach Nediva, because then Kel Melech Yoshev, that we can use what we sing Slichot. It's a Nusach of Slichot. And that's why I keep saying that it is a lot of Slichot. But let me do it for you in terms of the pronunciation. Dichduch laloseinu. Reve al tachlim, das nesiv derachecha, chefzeinu sashlim, gadol vekaton ruach sechel achalim, giborei choach etzoncha, chazek ve'alim. And then the next one the same. Betzilcha shebeshavim kabel nedava, beisecha yafricho velo yosifu ledava, oved venidar tashbis nogez umad heiva, az yalo veyerao beruach nediva. Keil melech yoshev al kisei rachamim. And we do like slichot. And then we go back, shilum parim, same thing. And then we have the same thing, merubim tzorchei amcha. Merubim tzorchei amcha, vedata amketzara. Machasoram umishalosam, bali yuchedo lesapera. Na binagi genu, teremik nikra. Akeil agadol, agibor behanora. And we can say the same way until the end of this part. Shavaseinu she'e utfilati te'ne'ima. Shema pegiati kifkiyas tama. Techokekeinu lechayim ve'seitiv lanu achas ima. Toleyeretz ale belima. Then again, Kel Melech Yosef al kisei rachamim. Yadcha, the same way. Vatad Hashem magen v'adik. Kel Melech Yosef al kisei rachamim. Wonderful. So we have this motif. And that's the only place that this motif that appears in Ilan. That's extremely important. Now we come to a very important piyut. This is really a piyut for Enkas Mesaldecha, which is only on Yom Kippur. I'm going to sing it for you. And Enkas is the pain. It's the crying to Hashem. And so, nevertheless, it's done in a major, but the motifs are different, but it's in a major key because the idea is to awake the people who may be asleep. Because if the Chazan begins, Enkas mesaledecha, tal lifnei chisei chevodecha, male mishalos am meyachadecha, shomea tefilos bayadecha. A touch of minor, but quickly, if I would have a choir, I would give it a major, but I don't want to go into too much technicalities. Again, en kas mesaledecha, ta'alif nechisei chevoedecha, male mishalos am meyachadecha. Shomea tefilos bayadecha. And we can do the same thing. Israel Nosha, there are two opinions. One second, because I have my music on top, the text here on the piano. Okay, and then we have so I gave it to you. Enkas Mesaldecha, we have Israel Nosha. Israel Nosha Badei Shem Teshua Solamim. Like Sliches. Gam Hayom Yivashu Mipir HaShochen Meromim Ki Ata Rav Selichos Uvala rachamim. Now I want to touch Yachbienu tzel yado. There is a nusach to it. I don't know, but I like to sing an old Hungarian melody, which I'm sure many people know. So, Yashmienu salavachi Yosef beseiter Elyon bimine yesha lehivasha amani vevion beshaveinu elecha norot betzedek taneinu adoshem yeozer lanu. So that is one nusa. Dai 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 da da dai da dai da dai da 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 dai dai dai. Ben Yashmienu salachti Yosef eseser elyon bimin yesha libasham. The same way, and that the melody that 1 second. Yashmienu salavachti Yosef beseiser elyon bimin yesha leibasha ame ani veyevyon beshaveinu elecha noraot betzedek taneinu ad Hashem eye yozer lanu. You can sing it already with Yachbienu and Yashmienu. Yachbienu tzel yado tachas kanfe yashchina chon yachon kivchon. So we have that. I want to touch now very important issue on the Shloshesre Midos. Hashem, Hashem kem rachum v'chanun. We go for the first time to what we call in cantorial jargon, although it is an old Greek word, but not to the same scale. I can prove it if one day I will be able to speak to musicians and to show them what I'm talking about. But bear that in mind, that it is in the scale that is called Phrygisch, and it goes like this, and that's very important. Eskera Elohim Ve'yemaya Birosi Kolir Altila Benuya Ve'yira Elohim Mushpeles ad sheyole tachtia uvechole zos anu leka veyeyenenu leka. On the same ta da 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 da. Look how the interpretation. Ve'yira Elohim Mushpelet, the city of God, which is Jerusalem, of course. Ad sheyole tachtia. And of course, people are asking always the same question. Today, Yerushalayim looks so beautiful, wonderful. We have the Kotel, people come to daven. It's free, beautiful building. Yes, that is true, but we still don't have the Beit HaMikdash. And because of that, the idea is the Beit HaMikdash. So a Jew always has an answer, and that's the correct answer. But Mushpelet, it's going down. It's at Sheol Tachtia. It's in Yiddish, they say Sheol Tachtia. Sheol Tachtia, it goes down and down and down Yerushalayim. Nevertheless, ubechol zot, we are with you, Hashem, and our eyes are towards you, Hashem. And then we can do, we can do, 1 second. Sorry, I took a little candy, not on Yom Kippur, but now I can afford it. Tamachti et edotai, same thing. Tamacheti es edoyesai, mishloshesre, seivos, uveshari demahos, kilo nishlavos, lachein shafachti siach, penei bochen libos, batuach ani ba'ele, uvizchos shelo voshes avos. Same, as we say, derech, same gang, same path. And I am talking musically because they are all the same piyut. Yeah. And then we have Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Shomea Kol Bichyot. As I mentioned, Frigish. But Frigish is very much related to a minor scale because we are crying to God here. Midas Rachamim. And then Vishare Dmaot, we have the gates of Dmaot, of tears. That should be in a minor crying, not just to sing an aria. And then it concludes, Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha.
Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha. Shoemeya kol bichyos, shetasim edimoyeseinu benodech aliyos, vesatzileinu mikol gezerot kashot achazarios. Ki lecha levad eineinu seloyos.
Then we say Adoshem, Adoshem, each time. Then Kel Melech Yosef al kiser rachamim. And again, like sliches. So it all has a lot of relationship with the slichot modes. With the slichot motifs. Here it's much more power. It's ne'ila, it's the end. So it's important. Now, I want to touch on Rachemna Kehal Adas Yeshurun. 1 minute. Yeah, Rachemna. That motif we say also during Hoshana Rabbah, because Hoshana Rabbah is a Yom Kippur. Rachemna.
Kehaladas Yeshuun. Selah Umechal Avonah. Ve'yoshienu Elokei Yisheinu. This motif we had before, it's connected to Slichot. But the beginning, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that we don't hear on Slichot. That we hear only of course, Ne'ila and Hoshana Rabba, but not on Slichot. It is in a minor, so it's related with Hoshana Rabba. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then we have right after that, Sha'are Shamaim. Pesach ve'otzarecha tov lanu siftach toshia ve'rim al timtach ve'yoshienu Elokei sheinu. Some of them, some Balei Tefila, Yoshienu Elokei Sheinu. Okay, it's kosher, it's all right. But da 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 da. Reminds me something about Kol Nidre. Well, Kol Nidre is the beginning of Yom Kippur. Ne'ila is the end of Yom Kippur. So there is always something to do. Rabbi Jay, do I have more time to touch on Atanu Teniyad, or how does it go?
A couple minutes, sure. Not too long, but a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, of course, then we have a melody, Kianu Amecha, and then whatever nigun people sing, that's okay. Ashamnu. Dai da 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 da. Ah, Shamnu, so on and so forth. This is known. I don't have to touch about it now.
That is that a Sinai nigun also? A Shamnu?
There is a big question about that. It sounds too happy.
Right. So
the melody.
Salavitchik has a whole essay why it's happy, but I'm just wondering, can anybody change that or no? That's like Misinai, as you say.
Almost Misinai. I would say almost Misinai. I'm sure that the Maharil sang it like that. If it was good for him, it's good for me. For
I mean, the Maharil sang it. That's the Maharil was doing that too.
No question. Because I tell you, I'm often in Germany because I have the institute, which I'm rector there. You know, I asked them there, in Frankfurt especially, and in Mainz, where I gave a concert there. It's a small kehillah, but I gave concert all over. Yes, they sing it that way. How do they have it?
And why is Kianu Amecha, why doesn't that have a tune? I mean, I know of two or three tunes.
I'm sure.
No, but why doesn't that have a particular nusach?
There is no special nusach. There is a nigun. There is a right. Melody that you can choose. There is no talking about Nusach. In fact, I'm looking at some of my books. Ravitz has a melody, but it's a melody. But I tell you, for example, in our shul, I don't know what... And I'm trying to remember, how do they sing, for example, in England?
I don't like that tune, but that I hear that. The first one's maybe, much more upbeat.
Maybe it's a Canadian.
They sing that here in our show, depending on who's davening, but yeah, the first one's much better.
No, yes, of course.
But I was just wondering why it doesn't have a a Misinai Nusach? Like what?
Could be that it was composed a little later.
Okay.
Could be. I really have no answer, because it's accepted that you sing a congregation, a happy one, because we are convinced that the Kodosh Baruch Hu, Ki Anu Amecha, as if to say, why are we singing it for you, to you in a happy melody? Because we are your nation. Nobody else is your nation. We are your nation. The Ata Elokeinu. So there is here a partnership. We are your people. You are our God. Ah, here in England, they sing it like this. Ki Anu Amecha, da 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 da. Real a la British. Real British, but they sing it as a mechaye. And I, when I was a chazan in London 5.5 years, so five Yamim Noraim I davened there. And I looked forward to sing it with a choir. And the whole shul, 2,200 people in this huge shul. And it, what a choir that was. And I remember Rabbi Jacobovich, the chief rabbi, was one Yom Kippur in our shul. He davened. And he asked me before, which melody they sing Ki Anu Amecha? He didn't remember. So I said to him, Rabbi, I'll start you and then you go on. I'm sure you know it. You grew up in England. And that's how it happened. And he had tears in his eyes from happiness, from childhood. He, after that, we broke the fast at somebody's home in our shul, some important balabos. And he didn't stop talking about it. But that's all going to be written in the book which I'm writing now. Okay, so you got already two. I don't remember how we sang with rabbits. Ah, maybe I'll give it to you next time. Just 2 minutes. Atano Tenya, there are two very, very long piyutim. Atano Tenya Adlaposhim, you God, you give your name to the sinners. V'imincha pshuta, you stretch your right hand, lekabel shavim, to accept those who return to you. Atah noseni yad laposheim, v'imincha pshuta. We have already here a combination of Nushaot of Yamin Roim, just the first sentence. And then Vatelamdeinu, it's like in a cheder. Vatelamdeinu Adoshem Elokeinu Leisvav Avatos Lefonecha. And then later on, Manu, Mechayenu, Mechazdeinu, Matzikoseinu, Mayeshuaseinu, Makocheinu, Magevoraseinu, Ma, and so on and so forth. It's all combination of Nuschaot of Yamim Noraim, picked up anywhere, because by this time, after having sung Ki Anu Amecha in a happy mood and mode, we are happy because we are convinced that Hashem accepted our plea. Therefore, we can play with all the muschaot, because we talk about Hashem, and then ma anu mechayen. Who are we? We are nobodies. Everybody is for you. So that. That is as far as Atano Ten Yad Laposhim. Ataha no Senyad Laposhim. Vimimcha and so on and so forth. Then comes the other piyut. Ata hivdalta enosh merosh. Ata hivdalta enosh merosh. Batakireo lamod lefanecha. Ki mi yomar lecha matifal. Veim yitzdak ma yiten elach. Vatiten lanu Hashem lokeinu be'yava es yom ha-kippurim hazeh. Is it dai da 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 keitzum chila uselicha al kol avonoseinu. We use the real motif. We had at the beginning of the repetition of the Amida for Ne'ila. So I insert the two. Again, all kinds of nushaot. So both Atano Ten Yad Laposhim and Ata Hivdalta Enosh Merosh is similar with using all motifs. Be my guest, do whichever one you want. That's fine. I think with this I can conclude now, because Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Melech Lavonoseinu. Ah, yeah. I just wanted to mention one thing. Of course, Avinu Malkeinu, we know where we sing it. Shema Yisrael. The Shema Yisrael, I sing it like taking the Torah out. As if to say, Hashem, you gave us the Torah, we are yours. Shema Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokeinu, Ad Hashem Echad. They will sing it like we take the Torah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur from the Aron Kodesh, from the Ark. It's important that we do it, that will wake them up. Of course, I have the talis over my head. And then we have three times, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Vahed, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Vahed, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Leolam Vahed. Just to remind them, Yom Noroim, but da 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 da, it's also Sukkot coming in 4 days after Yom Kippur. Then Hashem Hu Elokim, they don't seem that I, because I'm under the talis, that I'm, in order not to make a mistake, he's counting seven times. Adoshem Hoa Elokim, 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 Adoshem. Oh, I love him. And they will sing it in a major. They'll catch you. So with this, I think I'm done. I had a few other comments, but I think basically I went through within an hour to talk and to sing. So I wish you all Gmar Chatima Tova. And I see you, Simchas HaRegel, will deal a little bit of Sukkot.
Thank you. Next week, we'll be doing Hallel. So we leave Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we move to Hallel. That'll be next Thursday. So thank you, Gmar Chatima Tova. tonight, Dr. Sokolow, 8:30 on Parshat HaShavua. Tomorrow morning, my shiur, 9:15. And the Machzor, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, Rabbi Menachem Liebtag is giving his shiur on Yom Kippur. So thank you very much. Chazan Malavani, let me ask you. Somebody asked me if I can share your email, but I don't want to do that without your permission.
Yes, otherwise, no problem. Not a problem. Okay. You can give me my email, Joseph.
Without permission, we never share emails. Okay. Thank you. I know somebody's asked me privately, so I'm just going to. Thank you. Okay, Gmar Chatima Tova to Chazan. I hope we'll see everybody else before Yom Kippur. But yes. Be well. Thank you. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.